set your calendars, mark your calendars, do whatever you got to do to your calendars to come out to our Lord Make Us One 2018 Spring Revival. Revival dates are Tuesday, May 15th through Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. nightly, and Sunday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Each weeknight, we'll be blessed with a word from God preached by these Sons of the Bethel Deliverance International Church family. Pastor Kevin Washington, Pastor Brian Weatherspoon, Pastor Tim Baldwin, and Pastor Jason Sproul. On Sunday evening, join us for an impactful word from our pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Services will be held at the Bethel Deliverance International Church Main Sanctuary, located at 2929 West Shelnam Avenue, Winco, PA, 19095. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us via the internet at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
One great man said, not biblical, but in the scientific field, that your genetic makeup is like the bold black lines of a coloring book page, but your experiences in life fill in the color, which means that while you have the potential for greatness, you keep associating with people who make you a bum. And no matter what you do to stop being a bum, it'll never be realized till you break free from the other bums. Watch. Listen carefully. Those of you who don't pray well, and there's no shame in it. Everybody can't be a prayer warrior. Some people are just prayer visitors. Now, those of you that are prayer visitors, that means you visit prayer only when you're in trouble. Take a look at your associates. Count the number of people in your life that are real prayer warriors. Chances are you won't have any, or at least maybe one or two. But there won't be enough of influence to make you pray. Prayer does not come from your love for God. Prayer comes from your association with others who pray. Now, those of you who pray voraciously, you just pray all the time, take a look at the people that mingle in your life. Because we are what we behold. The most frustrating thing in life is to try to be something but have no support for it. In your world, you feel lonely, abandoned. You begin to lean towards what makes you become part of the group, right? We become assimilated, and we don't even recognize that the liar is invalidating not your spiritual life, but your testimony. The devil is no longer after your soul once you get saved. He's no longer after your soul. He's after your testimony. Because he doesn't want you to influence anybody else. And it's hard to look, anybody in here ever buy a car that was a real lemon, a real piece of trash? Okay, now, if you did and somebody came up to you and said, I was thinking of buying a certain car and you were, you know, fortunate enough to have that car, what are you going to tell them? Don't you buy that car. Child, I'm telling you, I had that car and it was horrible. Well, that's what the devil wants you to say to people. Hence, we paint this portrait of God that is terrible. How is it being a Christian? Man, you can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. You got to watch what you wear. You can't even go to church and praise God. The ushers are wrapping you up, and the mothers come over and tell you you can't praise him unless you're dressed a certain way. All the negatives. Got to get up early, and I'm telling you, I'm sick of this. And you got to give money all the time. I'm sick of this. But that same mentality for a party. It's Smokey Robinson's coming to the theater in August. How much is the ticket? $75. That ain't no problem. That's a bargain. I'm going to see Smokey. Servant of God says, give $20. You lost your mind? Everything in life is a repetitive action of somebody else. Now watch. Jesus said the devil's a lie, and you won't believe me. You won't believe me when I tell you the devil's a lie, just like you won't believe me if I tell you that man is an idiot or that woman is not the best person to marry. You won't believe me. You want to believe a lie. You can sit in this church. I don't even know who you are. You can sit in this church and say, Pastor Lambert, talking about me. How am I going to talk about you? How in the world am I talking about you? I don't even know you. He talking about my life. We have not communicated. So you'll believe it and tell people, I ain't going back to Bethel because that pastor put you on blast. I don't even know. But you believe it. It has become your reality. Spiritual warfare. Sun Tzu was a Chinese philosopher who wrote a very good book, The Art of War. And I'm not saying all of you should read it, but everybody in leadership ought to read it. And one thing he says, all war is based on deception. All war is based on deception. Now, I think sometimes God uses philosophy to get his truths across. Jesus said the devil is a liar. What is a lie? Deception. The enemy will tell you what you cannot do. So get with me now. If the enemy is telling you you cannot do it, and he's a liar, come on, talk to me. If the enemy is telling you you're sick and you're going to die from this and he's a liar, then what he sees is you're healed and you're not going to die. Now, here's the problem. Isaiah says, whose report will you believe? He does not say God holds the negative report from you. He lets it come. But whose report will you believe? Now, watch this. When you believe the lie, it's no longer a lie. You're going to die. Your condition is not going to get any better, and you're going to lose because you took the lie and made it the truth. So if you have that much authority, and you do in your mind, because Jesus said you will have what you say, and words are the realization of thoughts. So when you say something, Jesus said, you're going to have it. Now, don't try to theorize this. Don't try to come at me with hermeneutics. Don't try to come at me with homiletics. Let the Bible say what it says. Jesus says, you will have what you say. Now, we try to pretty it up, but the Lord can't lie. If you understood what that meant, it doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean you go out and just confess, well, I'm going to have that Lamborghini, and it's going to be in front of my door tomorrow. That's not what he's talking about. When Jesus said you will have what you say, God said things in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that is now being medically, psychologically, astronomically, archaeologically proven. It took thousands of years for some things that he said to be proven to us. When Jesus said in Mark 11, you will have what you say, psychologists have discovered that positive speech ignites the brain. It's something called neurogenesis. It's when there are nerve endings in your brain on your creative side of the brain that begins to grow that did not grow before. But through the positive confession, you finally get new ideas. So when you confess a certain thing that is true in line with God's word, your brain begins to give you a way to do it. Now, in stark contrast, every time you speak negatively, your brain cells die. It doesn't need to create because you've spoken. I can't make it. I tell you, every time I walk up the steps, my knees hurt. Your body hears that and says, okay, every time we walk up the step, we're going to hurt. It doesn't matter if it's these three or four steps or if it's the 14 steps in your house. You have sent the message to your brain that every time you walk up the step, just like you said, every time I see that brother, it just turned my stomach. So every time you see him, you're going to get sick because you said it. Now, the devil that is a liar will sit on your shoulder and tell you every negative thing about that person. They want to change stuff. They want to do this. They want to do that. Because he knows that we are comfortable with mediocrity. We don't want to change. We become comfortable in our nest of substandard response to the greatness of God. And so he tells us, find fault in anything that challenges our understanding. That's why relationships and marriages fail, because spouses don't challenge each other to greatness. Sister Lambert has not taken one Italian class, but she can understand it and speak it with me because I taught her. I wasn't leaving her behind. She is not interested in forensic psychology, but she gets to hear about it and share opinions about it because I'm not going to leave her behind. So if a new thing is opening up to me, they coming with me. See, that's what happens in church. Ministers and teachers say they got a new illumination, but they leave everybody behind. So the church is sitting there holding on to John 3:16, and the man or woman of God is way over in Zephaniah. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said, I call you friends. Because servants don't know what the master is doing. But I'm telling you that you have the capability to change your surroundings by speech. By speech. You do not have to recite negative stuff, but you can say what God says. Throughout the Bible, warfare from the devil is based on deception to try to make you think you're a loser because your gene pool in the natural is paved with losers. But according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'm a new creature. According to 1 John, I'm a partaker of a divine nature. Therefore, that defeat stopped with me. Every child that I have will now have a new nature. So our children from you on are being trained to be successful, to be victorious. Doesn't matter what we were taught. Now we are taught the components of faith. Jesus never said fight the devil. Jesus never said fight people. He said fight the good fight of faith. What does that mean? Hold on to your faith. Stay in faith. Even if the situation gets dark, stay in faith. The situation as it is doesn't mean that God won't give you victory later, but stay in faith and do not subscribe to the lie. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3218A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org. Or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.